Bennett Radio.
Radio.
Good evening. Martin Fuggles back with you again with something just a little bit different tonight. Yes, we got a very special edition of the Vintage Soul Show featuring just one main artist, Mr. Marvin Gaye. And over the years, Marvin released 16 albums from his studio, 7 duet albums, 5 live albums, a soundtrack album, 24 compilation albums, and 83 singles. And of those singles, 67 charted in the Billboard charts over in the States, with 41 reaching the top 40, 18 reaching the top 10, and 3 peaking at number 1. So, as you can see, I'm spoilt for choice tonight. I've got to thank everybody who's been in touch with your suggestions or requests or just contributions to the show. I'm once again spoilt for choice, and it's been difficult to narrow it down, but hopefully I've included at least one of your favourites tonight. Just a little reminder, you can contact me here in the Kennett Radio studio. You can send a text or a WhatsApp message to 07418 310 210. Or if you're listening on the Kennett Radio app, I think you can send a message from there as well. So I'm going to start off the celebration of Marvin Gaye's music tonight by playing the very first record of his that I bought, and that was way back in 1963.
Just a stubborn kind of fella, got my mind made up to love you. Wow!
Marvin with his first record to chart in the States. That was in 1962. It got to number 46 in the Hot 100 and 8 in the R&B charts, but didn't get released in the UK until a year later, 1963. And I still got my copy on the Oriole label, and it says on the label, vocal accompaniment, the Vandellas. And yes, you could hear them in the background, couldn't you? So I was only really buying records back in the 60s. In fact, I retired from DJing first time in 67, and I didn't buy many singles at all after that. And the last of Marvin's records that I bought was this one. Should have pleased my favourite cowgirl. Yes, too busy thinking about my baby. And I think I bought actually after I'd stopped DJing. It was probably around 69, and I know it got to the charts in the UK at number 5 that year. And a message or two has come in. Good evening, Martini, says Bill and Christine, listening in downtown Staines, and they're on board for the ride. Well, enjoy the ride. And good evening to Rod. He's saying, yeah, because he's not a stubborn kind of fellow, is he? But actually, Rod was the man who first contacted me when we first announced that we were going to do the Marvin Gaye special. It was originally scheduled for the end of January, but we had to cancel it, or postpone it at least until tonight. And Rod got in touch with me within a few minutes of that first announcement and asked me to include this.
Sacrifice to make you happy. Kept nothing for my
Baby Don't You Do It. Dates from 1964, and thank you, Rod, for your thank you. Glad you enjoyed it. Julia's also texted in. She says that she's there and so enjoying this special hour. Julia, I'm delighted to hear it, and I think I might have one for you just a little later on. Another first coming up. This was Marvin's first duet, and indeed the first one that I bought of his duets. Whoa, 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 whoa.
What's the matter with you, baby? What's the matter? What did I do wrong? Do you really wanna know?
I wanna know.
What's the matter with you, baby?
You know
that you've done me. Take me out tonight.
In 1963, Marvin got together with Mary Wells and recorded an album which was called Together. And as far as I'm aware, they only released one single from that album, and it was actually a double A-side. On t'other side was Once Upon a Time, and that, of course, was What's the Matter with You, Baby?
Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man.
Mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate. Picket signs, don't punish me,
sister,
with brutality,
sister.
Talk to me,
sister,
so you can see,
sister.
Oh, what's going on?
What's going on?
What's going on?
What's going on?
Yeah, what's going on?
What's going on?
Oh, what's going on?
What's going on?
Right now,
brother, what's up? Let's just hang out.
Right on. Right on, right on.
It's everything.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Going on? Well, dear listener, what's going on is a Vintage Soul special featuring Marvin Gaye with me, Martin Fuggles, right here on Kennet Radio. And interestingly, what's going on didn't chart in the UK until 1983, although it was released back in 1970 and got to number two over in the States. And I've already said good evening to Bill and Christine. I know you're tuned in there in downtown Staines, and here's one that I know you would like to hear. And there's an interesting little tale that Bill shared with me, which I'll tell you about when Marvin's finished singing. We'll be done on.
If you ever let that spring turn cold, then I wouldn't be doggone. To be, and I don't want much. All I want from you is for you to be true to me. I'll be doggone if love ain't a man's best friend. Oh, baby, and I'll be doggone if you ain't the loving end.
I'll be doggone if that wasn't I'll be doggone, which was actually Marvin's first million seller over there in the States. And when Bill got in touch with me, he said that that track was on the 1966 album The Moods of Marvin Gaye, and he said that he'd known his dear mate Ned since they were 8 years old and met at the junior school, and they used to listen to that album in the front room where he lived in Farnborough, and he says they were both then aged 14. In fact, the single came out before the album, because I happen to know that I bought my copy on the 17th of April 1965. Isn't it sad that I know that detail? So let's have another one that's been requested. Can I say good evening to Claire, who's hopefully listening down there in Cornwall. And Claire, you said, why don't we get this on? One of his three number ones over there in the States. Let's get it on. And although it got to number one over there, it only got to number 31 in our charts, which seems pretty shameful, doesn't it? And of the other two number ones, one will be coming up a little later on, But the third one, I haven't got the space to fit it in. And I was a bit surprised, actually. I'd forgotten. Got to Give It Up. And there was actually parts one and parts two on each side of that one. Also got to number one in the States. But if we're going to get it on, I guess you could say that it would take two.
One can have a dream, baby.
Two can make that dream so real.
One can talk about being in love.
Two can say how it really feels.
One can worship on a star.
Two can make that wish come true, yeah.
One can stand alone in the dark.
Two can make the light shine through.
It takes two, baby. It takes two, baby.
Me and you. Just take two. It takes two, baby. It takes two, baby. Make a dream come true. Just take two.
Kennet Radio Community Updates, brought to you today by University Centre Newbury. Achieve your degree locally.
Wash Common Library hope you'll join us for our fundraising quiz night on Tuesday, 3rd March at 7pm at the Bowler's Arms. Come along as a team of six or as an individual and we'll put you in a team. Tickets available in the library are £15 for the quiz and a chilli supper, with a veggie option, or £6.50 just for the quiz. There's also a raffle on the night. We look forward to seeing you.
Newbury Community Furniture Project has an online shop. You can browse and choose household items there. They can then be delivered locally for a small charge or collected from the project premises in Bone Lane, Newbury. For more details and a link, please go to the community update section of our website at kennetradio.com.
Kennet Radio Community Updates, brought to you today by University Centre Newbury. Achieve your degree locally.
Chosen hands to make me blue.
the other US number one. Yes, Marvin got to number one. Actually, he got to number one here in the UK as well with that one. I heard it through the grapevine. And can I say good evening to Val? It might actually be good morning or good afternoon. I know Val was looking forward to the show when we were originally going to put it out on the 29th of January, but she's actually away on holiday at the moment. But hopefully we'll be able to catch up with her when she gets back. And talking of that, there may be a problem getting the show up onto Mixcloud, because Mixcloud is a bit fussy about shows that have a lot of the same artists. So we don't know yet whether it'll get there or not. But if it doesn't, then we'll find another way of posting it somewhere else, and we'll let you know where it is. That's, again, if you want to hear it again, I'm assuming you do. Now, Tony actually played one of Val's suggestions last week in... No, it was earlier this week, wasn't it? In his Vintage Soul show. But I couldn't resist playing it again because it's a great track. Once again, the charts tell a sad story, because while that got to number 47 in the US and number 50 here in the UK, I really think it should have done a lot better on both sides of the pond. Little Darling, great track. And thank you, Val, for suggesting it, and indeed for suggesting this.
Oh,
Marvin Gaye got together with Kim Weston, he said it takes two, but with Tammy Terrell, those two can have a party. That was actually a B-side, would you believe? The A-side was You're All I Need to Get By. But I think they were both great tracks, and indeed Marvin and Tammy made several great records, and I think there might be another one coming up a little later on. And talking of great B-sides, here's one that Julia suggested we should include. Track that. It's a B-side, as I said, and that, Laurie, is probably why you did remember it. It was the other side of One More Heartache. Yes, I like that sort of almost oriental sound to the backing music there. When I Had Your Love. And next up, one for Dave up there in Warrington. And I always say it could be good morning or good afternoon rather than good evening to Dave, because I know he often has to listen on catch-up. And as I did say earlier, that may be a bit tricky this time, but I will keep you all posted when I know what we've managed to do. But Dave, I think you've got great taste, because I think it's fair to say that the track you suggested is almost certainly my favourite by Marvin. In fact, it's a wonderful one. Thank you. Marvin and Tammy again, and Ain't Nothing Like the Real Thing. And I'm running out of time, but I'm going to squeeze a couple more in, which would probably work in the next show, which is Late Night Love after the news at 10.
Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, 'cause you do it right.
Sexual healing says it all. Time for just one more tonight, so thank you for being with me for this very special Vintage Soul show featuring Marvin Gaye and his ladies. I'll be back with some more Vintage Soul on Monday. Might have Marvin again then, and indeed you might hear him in the next hour of Late Night Love with something a bit different. But I'm going to finish now with him singing with Diana, "You Are Everything."
Oh, darling, I wanted to be everything to you.
You are everything. You are everything. Today I saw somebody who looked just like you. He walks like you do.
online, on your mobile, and on 106.